I like my original melody. I might like to go back to it.
What was your original?
The alabaster seashell.
Oh.
Rest gently in the sand.
Oh.
Instead of the alabaster seashell. I think I like that.
Yeah.
And I could vary it and do the first verse.
Yeah, varying would be really nice.
Yeah.
Varying would be nice.
Yeah.
But that high one is nice. That should be in there. Yeah.
I could do that on the last verse.
Because that was one of the first things I heard several times when you did the show. The note wasn't clear to me.
Yeah.
Through this recording.
It's a weird note, too.
It was consistent. It is. So it has to be.
It has to be right on.
Yeah.
Okay, well, I'll practice singing it, too.
What I hear is trying to go louder.
Okay.
A treasured memory.
From the very beginning, just do it softer all the way through? Or do I start
just
out
for that line that I sang?
Just for that line, okay.
Yeah, you're doing a crescendo, and you do that every time.
Swelling
the volume.
It's like with the orchestra. I don't need to do that. The instruments can do that. I think it's beauty remains.
Oh, yes. It's a similar kind of thing I'm feeling with the motion. Or if you were doing a poetry reading, you know, it's beauty, where you would let that emotion come out. I feel like it's affecting.
It's beauty. I like to do that, but that doesn't sound. That sounds tight.
It sounds.
It's beauty. Maybe more breathy. It's beauty.
That's nice.
Oh, okay. It's beauty. Yeah, okay.
It just seems like it falls out of technique somehow.
Yeah, I don't want it to be where it catches your attention, where, you know, George doesn't care about that. He encourages it, but, you know, I don't like when it doesn't.
And also, the volume falls below the first line. The seashell once held a living thing, and then it's beauty. And I think it could.
More compression.
It can be closer.
So, should I let off on thing? Lower that too, because that's I'm going maybe too strong on that.
But I like that, and I like the contrast of the chorus.
That seashell once held a living thing. Its beauty remains to always bring.
I like that better. So we need a different habit on those notes.
Okay.
We really need to get the
drop.
But it wasn't there. And what I know, just because I worked with you, is it wasn't there. Nothing was missing, but it wasn't strong. I personally like that note, and I feel like it wasn't there just because you're not dropping.
Yeah, I was being too careful to not miss it.
You drop your jaw and think the pitch, have your tongue in the right place. You can do that note all day strong.
I know, because I have a high range. I should be able to get that. I shouldn't be afraid of it.
That's
it's not that high.
It's just because, you know what it is? It's not the note, it's that you're jumping.
Yes, it's a jump.
And that always, you know, tends to make us feel worried about getting the note.
Can I
but if you
do it?
You're going to open for that note.
I'm ready.
It's coming from... but more air coming through your nose. That's a real good one. It's going back to that, the thing we were talking about with the Mariah Carey thing that I've demonstrated to you before.
Even though I try, I can't. It's that more breathy.
It's nasally and it's breathy. Like seashore, I'm feeling it back there. Because you can hold the note longer and you can always get it. If you get that, it helps you to be able to jump like the one.
I love that.
Seashore.
I want to hear you sing this song. I'm ready to give it out.
No, you're doing it. We're knocking it out piece by piece.
I have this feeling, though, if we had a great vocal from you, I could sell this song, you know. I really would love
Well, we can talk about that. Okay. I'd love to sing that, you know, for you. But I also, it's always important to me.
I want to know that I can do it.
It's important to me. And I will sing this, okay?
I love your voice.
You don't even have to. It's a done deal if you want to do this.
Uh-huh.
But I won't only do this. We will keep working with you because I know you can do this.
I think
I can.
Okay.
So we can do both.
Okay.
So this is good for this song, and this is good.
All my songs.
It's that's why we're doing this, because you need this technique.
Because actually, the other song I was thinking of redoing was Another You, and that has a lot of jumps in it of high and low notes. So that's
good. And it makes it where you love the jumps, where you don't dread them.
I wrote it that way, and I said to myself, "Don't write it that way; it's too hard." But I couldn't help it. It sounded so pretty.
I mean, this has to be in there. It's so gorgeous.
It's far. Thank you. And I mean, it's born. It's a baby. It's only 2 weeks old.
Oh my gosh.
I only wrote this 2 weeks ago, the chorus. Yeah.